students speak out. Isolation and uncertainty reign hollow and empty. Higher education hollow and empty is how I would describe the first week of my higher education. It's hard to be focused on a screen when there are constant notifications of people having one technical problem or another. The question of where all the money's gone becomes more and more relevant in my mind. It certainly couldn't have gone into it, the it is shit. Hollow and empty is also how I would describe the eyes of my poor lecturers. They stare into the camera, counting the names on the screen, before having to muster all their enthusiasm to ask, "Can everyone hear me?" while furiously typing the same into the live chat. Hollow and empty is our reply. I feel sorry for my lecturers. They've been put in a situation that they haven't asked for, and are trying to make the best of it. But the fact remains that we've paid their bosses full price for a full education, and hollow and empty is what we've got. Students all over the world have a right to be angry now. What I've seen around my, admittedly nearly empty, campus, and among my flatmates, is an amazing amount of resilience. These people have come from all over on empty promises. We have been taken advantage of by university management, which doesn't care about us, but only about the money we can provide. Until we force the universities to stop thinking of their students as cash cows, we'll have the right to be angry. Robert Owens, Southampton University student.